Hello friends, today we are going to be reading 2 Chronicles chapter 36. As always, before we get started, let's go ahead and pray over the word that we'll receive today. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the people that you've blessed us with and for all the blessings that you've poured down in our lives. We pray that as we seek to grow closer to you, Lord, that you would just fill us with your knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to be able to grasp this message that you're about to give us, to put it to work into our own lives, and to share it with whoever needs to hear it. Help us, Lord, to learn lessons from the people of the past and to do better. Since we know better, we can do better, Lord. We pray, Lord, that Holy Spirit, that you would just fill us as we study your word. Help us to be full of the fruits of your spirit and give us guidance and discernment in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This first section is called The Reign and Captivity of Jehoahaz. Then the people of the land took Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, and made him king in his father's place in Jerusalem. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he became king, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. Now the king of Egypt deposed him at Jerusalem, and he imposed on the land a tribute of 100 talents of silver and a talent of gold. Then the king of Egypt made Jehoahaz's brother Eliakim king over Judah and Jerusalem, and changed his name to Jehoiakim. And Necho took Jehoahaz, his brother, and carried him off to Egypt. This next section is called The Reign and Captivity of Jehoiakim. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and did evil in the sight of the Lord his God. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up against him and bound him in bronze fetters to carry him off to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also carried off some of the articles from the house of the Lord to Babylon and put them in his temple at Babylon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim, the abominations which he did and what was found against him, indeed, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. Then Jehoiachin, his son, reigned in his place. This next section is called The Reign and Captivity of Jehoiachin. Jehoiachin was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months and 10 days, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. At the turn of the year, King Nebuchadnezzar summoned him and took him to Babylon with the costly articles from the house of the Lord, and made Zedekiah, Jehoiakim's brother, king over Judah and Jerusalem. This next section is called Zedekiah Reigns in Judah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. He did evil in the sight of the Lord his God, and did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, who spoke from the mouth of the Lord, and he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear an oath by God, but he stiffened his neck and hardened his heart against turning to the Lord of God of Israel. Moreover, all the leaders of the priests and the people transgressed more and more, according to all the abominations of the nations, and defiled the house of the Lord which he had consecrated in Jerusalem. This next section is called The Fall of Jerusalem. And the Lord God of their fathers sent warnings to them by his messengers, rising up early and sending them, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people, till there was no remedy. Therefore, he brought against them the king of the Chaldeans, who killed their young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, and had no compassion on young man or virgin, on the aged or the weak. He gave them all into his hand. And all the articles from the house of God, great and small, the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king and his leaders, all these he took to Babylon. Then they burned the house of God and broke down the wall of Jerusalem, burned all its palaces with fire, and destroyed all its precious possessions. And those who escaped from the sword he carried away to Babylon, where they became servants to him and his sons until the rule of the kingdom of Persia, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbaths. As long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. This next section is called the Proclamation of Cyrus. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put it in writing, saying, "Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth the Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is among you of all his people? May the Lord his God be with him, and let him go up." So that is the end of chapter 36. It's also the end of Chronicles. So as we can see here, again, doesn't matter where you come from, what family you're raised in, you always have the ability to fall off. And just because you were not born into a certain family doesn't mean that God doesn't know you or love you, because it's very much the opposite. He knows you and he loves you so much. Just like Cyrus, who was not one of his people at the time, we are all called. God is calling all of us, because when Jesus died on the cross, he made us all part of the new covenant, not just Jewish people, but everybody, Gentiles, Samaritans, whoever you are, as long as you have felt God's embrace and have decided to give up your life of sin and lust and jealousy and pride and ego and worldliness, he is ready to just give over everything that he has for you. But you have to be ready to let it all go. I hope that this message reached whoever it needed to. I hope you guys enjoyed this message. That is all the time that I have. So till next time.